This is a season for opening gifts and counting blessings. And sometimes that's a challenge. For many Americans, this holiday season is also a time of anxiety and want. But there are two plays running on Broadway now that might remind us of the power of art to make the ordinary features of life resonant. The Westport Theater Company has mounted a revival of Thornton Wilder's Our Town at the Booth Theater. Paul Newman is the stage manager, and no, they do not sell his popcorn during intermission. It's a deft and outstanding production, but in the end you're impressed all over again with the sturdy craft and emotional depth and drive of a play that can remain so compellingly simple over almost 70 years. Tight, tidy Grover's Corner, New Hampshire probably seemed deceptively uncomplicated even when the play premiered in 1938. A town with but two churches, one town drunk, and an unseen lone horse clip-clopping by with the morning milk would seem even less pertinent in today's America, in which technology, diversity, and pop psychology seem to reach into almost every quarter. But the play can still seethe and startle. The church organist who plays hymns hangs himself near Christmas. Some people, says the stage manager, just aren't cut out for small-town life. We see a small, smiling boy tossing the day's newspapers onto front porches. In the next breath, the stage manager tells us the youngster will grow up to go to MIT. And in the breath after that, he says the boy will be killed in France during World War I. All that education, wasted, says the stage manager. When young Emily Webb dies, she returns to observe one day in her life and cannot bear more than a few minutes. She begins to see the most mundane features of any day, from first light to hot baths to her mother calling her to breakfast, as small treasures she allowed to slip by. She looks at the girl she was and asks, "Are we all that blind?" Now, there's a kind of musical comedy rock memoir going on at the Zipper Theater, Betty Rules, in which the three-part girl group Betty looks back on an almost 20-year career of being the warm-up act at rock concerts, the featured divas at women's benefits, and the unclassifiable curiosities of music executives. We followed Betty, Amy and Elizabeth Ziff, and Alison Palmer since their careers began. They sing a rollicking, bawdy, and ultimately tender story about keeping faith and finding joy through longing, frustration, and loss. The play ends with an upbeat anthem, "If I Had It Over to Do." Well, we don't. Not every item in our lives may be a blessing, but the chance of life itself is. It is good to give ourselves the occasional chance just to look at those around us and marvel. But if I had it over to do,